Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Walk Through the Bible with Joe McGee. We're going through the books of the Bible from Genesis to Revelation in chronological order. Not in the way they're written, but in the actual order as to how they happen. So we're in one of the most powerful scriptures of Deuteronomy that there is. We're in chapter 27, 28 today. This is powerful. So good. So we're going to start off in chapter 27, verse 1 of Deuteronomy. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Then Moses and the leaders of Israel gave this charge to the people. Obey all these commands that I'm giving you today. When you cross the Jordan River and enter the land the Lord God has given you, set up some large stones and coat them with plaster. Write this whole body of instruction on them when you cross the river, enter into the land that God has given you, a land flowing with milk and honey, just as the Lord your God promised your ancestors and proudly promised you. When you cross the Jordan, set up these stones at Mount Ebal, coat them with plaster that I'm giving you today. Then build an altar there to the Lord your God, using natural uncut stones. You must not shape the stones with iron, with an iron tool, but build the altar of uncut stones and use it as an offering to the Lord your God. Also, sacrifice peace offerings on it. Celebrate by feasting there before the Lord your God. You must clearly write all these commands on the stones on the plaster. Then Moses told the Levitical priest, addressed to Israel as follows, O Israel, be quiet and listen today. You have become a people of the Lord your God. So you must obey the Lord your God by keeping all these commands and decrees that I'm giving you today. So these are the curses from Mount Ebal. Verse 11. That someday Moses will give this charge to the people. When you cross the Jordan River, the tribes of Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Joseph, and Benjamin must stand on Mount Gerizim and proclaim a blessing over the people. Then the tribes of Reuben, Gad, Asher, Zebulun, Dan, and Naphtali must stand on the Mount of Ebal and proclaim this curse. Then the Israelites will shout to all the people of Israel. Curses anyone who carves or casts an idol and secretly sets it up. These idols, the work of craftsmen, are detestable to the Lord. And the people will reply, Amen. Curse anyone who dishonors his father and mother. And all the people will reply, Amen. Curses anyone who steals property from a neighbor by moving a boundary marker. And all the people will reply, Amen. Curses anyone who leads a blind person astray on the road. And all the people will reply, Amen. Curses anyone who denies justice to foreigners, orphans, or widows. And all the people will reply, Amen. Curses anyone who has sexual intercourse with one of his father's wives and who has violated his father. And the people will reply, Amen. Curses anyone who has sexual intercourse with an animal. And all the people will reply, Amen. Curses anyone who has sexual intercourse with his sister, whether she's the daughter of his father or mother. All the people will reply, Amen. Curses anyone who has sexual intercourse with his mother-in-law. And all the people will reply, Amen. Curses anyone who attacks a neighbor in secret. All the people will reply, Amen. Curses anyone who accepts payment to kill another person. And all the people will reply, Amen. It curses anyone who does not affirm and obey the terms of these instructions. And all the people will reply, Amen. Now, chapter 28 is the most famous chapter of all the Old Testament. It is the blessing. We just went over the curses, now we're going to go to the blessing. If you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully keep the commandments that I'm giving you today, the Lord your God will set you high above the nations of the world. You will experience all these blessings if you obey the Lord your God. Your towns and your fields will be blessed. Your crops, your children and your crops will be blessed. We used to read this in the modern translation. It was just so powerful. Will be blessed. Your offspring, the offspring of your herds and flocks, will be blessed. Your fruit baskets Your bed boards will be blessed. Wherever you go, whatever you do, you will be blessed. The Lord will conquer your enemies when they attack you. They will attack you from one direction, but they will scatter in front of you seven. The Lord guarantee a blessing on everything you do. Fill your storehouses with grain. The Lord God will bless you in the land He's given you. If you obey the commands of the Lord your God and walk in His ways, the Lord will establish you as a holy people, as He swore He would do. Then all the nations of the world will see that you are a people claimed by the Lord, and they will stand in awe of you. The Lord will give you prosperity in the land that He swore to give your ancestors, and give you a blessing. He will bless you with many children, numerous livestock, abundant crops. The Lord will send rain in the proper time and His rich treasury from heaven. He will bless all the work you do. You will lend to many nations, but you will never need to borrow from them. If you listen to these commands, the Lord God, I'm giving you today, if you carefully obey them, the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You'll always be above and not beneath, and you will go from one place to the other, and I command them, they will all bless you. The last scripture is this: but if you refuse to listen to the Lord your God and do not obey His commandments, then all these curses will come upon you. So that's the blessing and the cursing of Deuteronomy 28. It is powerful. You can't get any better than that. So I used to do it. I've not done it in several years, but I remember used to when I was first born to get spirit filled. I'd read Deuteronomy 28 to remind myself, God's tried to bless me. I need to work with it. So thanks for listening today. God bless, guys. Tune in next time.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family, and we're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.